We are now joined by head coach Michael Huger here courtside. And, Coach, today defensively, the second half in particular, what detail changed from first half to second half for Western to get off to that extent?
We got happy in the second half. We thought the game was over. It was only one half. No matter how much you preach to them and tell them the game is two halves, you got to play both halves. And on the defensive end, we didn't defend at all. We gave up 108 points to a team that averages 69. 108 points to a team that averages 69. That tells you all you need to know. And at halftime, they only had, 30?
39.
39 at halftime. 39 at halftime. I mean, you got to defend better. If you want to win games, you got to defend better. We didn't show up on the defensive end in the second half. Did a great job in the first half in all aspects of the game. But it's two halves. We didn't show up in the second half.
Yeah, Coach, first half, Lamar Norman, their top guy, gets just 1 point on a free throw. What got him going in the second half? Was it just the fact that once he hit a couple shots, you just couldn't corral him again?
No, it was once we didn't do what we were supposed to do, he got hot. Once a guy like that, a scorer like that gets hot, of course, he's going to shoot one and then two and then three. And then the next thing you know, the basket gets huge to him. And we did a horrible job on guarding Hannah. I mean, just not even close. And you know, it started in the first half with Hannah. And he got going and kept them in the game, kept them alive. And he wound up helping those guys win the game, finished with 20-some points.
Yeah, Hannah had 17 in the first half to kind of keep them in it. And then you come out of the gate, you score first in the second half and bump the lead up to 13. And, again, did Western change anything defensively? Because they got you a little out of rhythm for a while, even though you scored 92. When they got hot, you kind of went into a little bit of a funk.
They didn't change anything. They did what they normally do. We started to turn the ball over, turn that into transition points for those guys. We just didn't do a great job of taking care of business. We had a great opportunity, and we let it slip away. And, you know, when you have these type of opportunities and you let them slip away, especially on the road, we could have came in and handled our business and got a win. But instead, you know, we didn't do a great job on the defensive end.
Rashawn Agee had 16 first half points, really got a lot of quality touches, deep post looks. Second half, did they take that away or did your team just get away from it?
We didn't share the ball the same way. I thought we had 12 assists in the first half and wound up getting, 17. So we wound up getting 5 assists in the second half. And we just went away from sharing the ball. We went a lot one-on-one, didn't move the ball, didn't move the body anymore. Everybody, we tried to play a little hero ball, and that killed us at the end. But, you know, it still starts with the defense. We got to do a much better job on the defensive end of being intense and ready to play on the defensive end.
Coach, no Sam Towns today, so Ubong gets the start. And clearly he's still a bit of a work in progress. But talk about the few minutes he gave you and the effort he gave you
today. I thought he gave us really good minutes for the time that he played. Did a real good job on the defensive end. Blocked some shots, rebounded the ball. Ran the floor extremely hard. Did a good job of keeping the ball out of the post for the most part. So just wanted to give him that opportunity to play a little bit, and I thought he did a good job.
Samari Curtis today, if nothing else, found his range from deep. He had not been shooting the ball well from three at all. He made 6 in a row today. Hopefully he can bring that forward.
Hopefully he can bring that forward. He knocked down some shots, but we still got to do a great job of taking care of the ball. Still got to do a great job of sharing the ball. I just thought we got away from that in the second half.
Coach, appreciate your time. Tough one today. We'll see you Tuesday in Buffalo.
Yep, thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall today here at Western Michigan, 108-92.